first piece is by Ravel. It's the Pièce en forme de habanera, which was a piano piece, I guess, which has been transcribed for flute piano. So Maurice Ravel. Sonata for flute and piano by an American, Robert Musinski. His opus 14. I think he's in, is he in Michigan or something? Anyway, teaches at some big university. So this sonata for flute and piano is in four movements, allegro, deciso, vivace, well, scherzo, actually, andante, and then allegro con moto. Thank you. of pieces for flute alone by a couple more American composers now. The first one is Joseph Kennedy, but this was published in 1845 in Philadelphia and is from a book of tunes for two flutes mostly and some for one flute by this fellow Joseph Kennedy, who must have been a flutist. Most of them are variations on well-known tunes, and I guess this is an Irish or Scottish or tune, I assume, Savarine Delish. Anybody know that one? Well, I'm going to play the tune first. He always writes out the tune with just a few embellishments, and then he embellishes it further. So this is Savarine Delish by Joe Kennedy. Today's Joe Kennedy might write. It's called Icicle, and it's by Robert
Aitken, who is a flutist who lives in Canada. This is by Saint-Saëns, and it's entitled Air de Ballet d'Ascanio, Adagio and Variations. By the way, most of this, Duane has never played any of this music before, and in fact, I've never really played that piece in public, or the Severine Delish. The only one that I've really played before is the Ravel, but so I'm discovering lots of nifty new music and using you as victims. I'm always looking for good new sonatas by American composers, and that's why I've had to happen to have along with me about four pieces by American composer Chinsky to play. So Saint-Saëns. Thank you. Prepared something special to do. I've made arrangements on a tune, one of the Trinity hymns, 166. Subject: Glory be to God on the highest, or something. I forget. Does anyone have a hymnal? Look up the title to 166. Anyway, I've written kind of variations on it, and we're using one of the texts for Trinity Sunday, and we like to do that, so this is a world premiere. Multimedia presentation.
His command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master workman. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the sons of men.
Except that when I went to the University of Washington to major in oceanography, I was wandering around the halls in the music building and happened to bump into this very strange fellow with a big mustache and had a leather cowboy hat on and a flute under his arm like a sling. And he happened to be the brand new flute teacher there, and a very fine one too, Felix Govronik. Well, so I asked him if I might have arranged to have flute lessons. And he said, come in this room and play me a tune. And so, well, I pulled this out. It's the exact same one, in fact. It was one of two little pieces that I had written this year before as a senior in high school, just called Peace for Flute Alone. And so I played it for him. And I don't think I'd played it since, except recently. Well, I played at the Augustana College Chapel about a month ago, and I played it then. And I played three pieces then, and it happened that Katie Sherson came up to me afterwards and asked about this particular piece. Who wrote that one? I was honored. By Bach and Stravinsky. I should have told the story after the piece. No, I'm not. No, okay. Sounds exactly like what I just played, as a matter of fact. No. We've got a real doozy that I dug up on a sort of a half-price sale in the store. It's called The Wind. quite in contrast to the Icicle that I played a few numbers ago. And it's by Bricchialdi, who I assume was a flutist. He must have been. I know of some flute duets that this fellow's written. Nothing else, so I guess he was a flutist. Written last century sometime, maybe in the 1850s or so.